Welcome back to Purim Drushas of the Amoraim. Today we'll be doing the 10th drasha in the Gemara on Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. This is the drasha of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is an early Amora. Rabbi Elazar Pascha La Pisca B'Laha Parasha Samehacha. He would start from the following pasuk, which is a pasuk taken from Koheles. The pasuk says, so that means that Batzaltayim Yimach HaMekare means through Atzlus, through laziness, the ceiling will collapse, will cave in. Uveshiflus Yadayim, and through the lowering of the hands not being active, Yidlof HaBayis, there will be leaks in the house. So it sounds like giving simple advice to take care of your home and make sure you're not lazy. At least that's what the pasuk on its own looks like. Now, Rabbi Elazar goes on to darshan, b'shvil atzlus shahaya lahem liYisrael, because of the atzlus that Klal Yisrael had. What atzlus? Shelo asku b'Torah, that they weren't involved in Torah. They weren't osek in Torah. Nase sono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. The enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu became mach, whatever mach means, and he's about to explain. Ve'ein mach ela ani, and a mach is an ani. Shne'amar v'imachu me'er kecha, because the pasuk says that it refers to a mach as an ani. So what happens is, because the Jewish people are not involved in Torah, the enemy of Hashem becomes mach, weak. Now, the enemy of Hashem is a euphemism. It's Lashon Sagi Nahor, and it means, it's a reference to Hashem himself. We just don't want to say that Hashem became poor or weak, but that's what it means. And the drasha is on the word mikareh. Right, because Rabbi Elazar continues, "Ve'ein mikara ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu." There is no mikara in the pasuk that we mentioned. The mikara is the roof. So there's no roof except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shne'amar HaMikara v'mayim al Yosav, because we have a pasuk in Tehillim which refers to Hashem roofing the upper chambers of the world with water. Going back to the pasuk, it says Batzaltayim Yimach HaMikareh, through Atzaltayim, through Atzlus, the Mikareh, meaning the ultimate roof, meaning Hashem, becomes Yimach. He becomes poor, and also through the Shiflus Yadayim. And Rashi explains over here what it means is that, what does it mean Hashem becomes poor? Kavayachol. So it says that Kimi shelo hayyochel oshiya, he becomes as if he is unable to save. So, how is Rabbi Elazar understanding the Megillah? He says that what we essentially did to Hashem in the Purim story is that we made him weak. We kaviyachol tied his hands behind his back, the hands which he doesn't have behind the back. He doesn't have, but it limited him in his ability to save us. Right, and that's all because of our own laziness and our own weakening of Torah. It's similar to what we said with Reish Lakish in the previous shiur, blaming our averos. But it's saying that this is what caused Hashem not to even punish us, but Hashem made him unable to save us because of our averos. And it's interesting, we have this lashon of v'shiflus yadayim that we're quoting this pasuk, the weakening of the hands. And we know that Amalek attacked in Refidim, right? That's the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim itself, Purim Day. We read it a couple of weeks ago, but we'll read it again on Purim. Is at the end of Parshas Beshalach, Amalek attacks b'Refidim in a place called Refidim, and Chazal tell us what's Refidim. Refu yideyem min haTorah, that the Jewish people had weakened their hands from the Torah. They were not as strong in the Torah, and because of that, Amalek was able to attack. And over here, we see the same idea. Right, we're quoting a pasuk in Koheles, but uveshiflus yadayim, with the weakening of hands, and batzaltayim, with this laziness, that makes Hashem so to speak, unable to save us. And there's a beautiful point to this, that Hashem wishes he can. And Hashem says, I would love to save you, Klal Yisrael, but I have my hands tied. You limit my ability to save you by weakening yourselves from Torah and from this laziness. And of course, that's, you know, the end of the Megillah is where there's a kimu v'kiblu, this as Chazal understand it, a new Kabbalah Satorah. Of a strengthening of Torah, not just the kiblu, but also the kimu, the being mekayim and the sustaining and giving strength to, and not weakening from it, and that's what's going to ultimately cause Yeshua and empower God, and that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to give God the ability, kaviyachol, to save us, because Hashem tries to work within a system of justice. Of course, He has infinite rachamim and mercy, but he tries to work within a system of justice. And Chazal tells many places that the angels complain a lot about the favor shown to us, and we need to just give a pischon peh, so to speak, an opening for God to say, okay, you know what, they deserve to be saved, and that's going to come from strengthening in Torah, and it's you know, this theme underneath the surface of the Megillah, there was a weakening of Torah, and we try to strengthen our Torah as we go to Kima V'Kiblu and give Hashem the strength, so to speak, to be able to save us.